Monday in Christos. My name is Arthur Taylor. Episode number 4 is here. Our topic today is what Google can teach you about camera. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
This article discusses how to use Google Clips to create videos and images of classes and students. The article discusses how to make videos and images look good, how to use the camera app, and ways to use classroom cameras for teacher self-reflection, observation, and evaluation.
Dash. With the student camera, teachers can ask students to take videos of themselves to build student comfort with the camera. Teachers can assess student performance or encourage their students by viewing the recorded video. It is important to make sure that all students feel comfortable when using cameras and that no one is deters from participating. Google can help you with this. With Google Classroom, you can assign videos to your students and upload them for them to watch. You can also use the document camera to show the entire class what is going on in the room. You can set the camera resolution and frame rate to ensure that all of your students have a good view of what is happening in the room. You can also use Google Classroom to create video montages using different clips from YouTube and assign it to your students. Finally, by using our projector, you can share your experiences with your class and show them how they should properly use a clip camera in their own projects. Google Clips can help you snap pictures quickly and recognize good moments to capture, like a burst of students laughing or a finished brainstorming session. Google Photos app can be used to store, create, and share images from your clip camera. It has the capability of recognizing burst of photos taken in quick succession and grouping them together as one image. You can also use machine learning capabilities to recognize faces in photos and better scopes out your image for sharper results. Consider letting students take a snap picture with their clip cameras during class or a field trip. They will learn how to shoot bursts of photos, which is great for capturing lots of good moments at once. With Google Screenshots, you can easily see all the photos you took and make corrections as needed. Gray color correction is also a great feature of Google. It helps to correct the color cast in your photos without having to use a correction card or other complicated tools. You can also adjust the contrast, saturation, red and purple hues, or anything else you need to make your photos look better. Even if you don't have any experience with photography, Google makes it easy to learn everything you need to know about taking pictures. For example, if you want to add more saturation or make a particular thing stand out in a shot, Google can help you do that quickly and easily. Google can teach you about camera by showing how Instagram filters, media like Instagram, and photo-based social media can be used by students' phones to create positive role models. Most requests are often related to the most social capital, which is why it's important to study image when using a camera on activities such as filters things and color correction. Snapchat also allows users to take tables, pages and photos with their phones and RAM up in a very lazy way. Google can help you understand how each of these elements works together and how they can be used to create beautiful photographs that will stand out among the rest. Google provides a variety of camera tools, ranging from basic to advanced, that can help you take better photos. By incorporating these cameras with other tech tools, teachers and students can create professional learning communities within their classroom and require numerous classroom visits to facilitate video technology use. This allows teachers and administrators to enhance video technology use in the classroom as well as facilitate more efficient interactions between students and teachers. Additionally, Google can help enhance specific building PLCS by providing hours for students and administrators to enhance communication. Google has the capacity to provide teachers with classroom cameras to allow for greater teaching confidence. As more educators come on board, Google can give our amazing educators access to multimedia tools that can demonstrate learning and verify efficacy. This can also be used by teachers for self-reflection and observation of their instruction, leading to increased job satisfaction. Google can also provide educators with more professional development in the form of using students as a resource in order to learn how to use video technology in the classroom, or even providing resources from outside of the classroom that can be used as tools for reflection and observation. With Google's multimedia tools, it allows classrooms to be equipped with cameras that allow teachers and administrators alike to verify student success and instruction.
Efficacy. Incorporating camera use into learning activities can also provide students with lessons that are more meaningful and impactful. Through the use of images and video, students can show very pragmatic approaches to the classroom circumstances and create their own learning experiences. For example, if a student needs an option to turn their cameras on or off in the classroom due to personal reasons, Google provides options for encouragement and provides means for identifying potential barriers. This helps create an environment that allows teachers to accommodate students in whatever circumstances they find themselves in and room for growth towards success. Google has a great camera app that can be used to create motion animation and animated videos. This allows students to take pictures, create videos and animate them so they can save them for later. It also encourages students to let their minds wander as they explore the concept of creating animated video with the app. Not only does it take students one step closer to creating their own animated glory, but it also makes students more aware of what is available on the web in terms of animation, which can help them in the future. Google can teach us a lot about cameras, especially in the classroom. With classroom cameras, teachers can easily correct my image and faces of their students during distance learning. By forcing unengaged students to lift their heads and capture an image, it encourages them to participate more actively in class. Google also has the ability to analyze transitions between video clips and record video with sound. Additionally, it has features that allow users to remove hats and hoodies from the room or force students to have certain amount of bodies in the room or camera shot. Furthermore, with its basic correction tools, you can use color correction or brightness adjustment without having to install extra software. This is all for today, friends. My name is Arthur, and this was episode 4 of Domande e Resposte. See y'all next time.